Please hold while I try to connect you.
Iron Cross Builders, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. It's Bonnie, Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Bonnie, I requested you by name. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I was just in a meeting with Nicholas last night,
mm-hmm.
and we were just having a discussion about leads and stuff like that, and I...
Mm-hmm.
And we had kind of come to the conclusion that we should probably increase our lead budgets because the $25 per lead thing, it's definitely good for, like, you know, regulating costs, but we've kind of constricted it a little bit too much because we've only gotten, like, one lead from LSA in the last 10 days, and we know that's probably because we tightened up the budget maybe a little bit too much there. And so what we wanted to do, was pump it up to like 35 to 40 because we still have like around 300 in escrow, but it's just sitting there, and we would like to recycle that back into some leads, and then, you know, that way we can up our budget, continue to feed into those LSA. It's just a little stagnant right now because I got a little bit, I got a little bit scarce. So I was like, we're just going to keep it at 25 per lead. And unfortunately, the only leads that you'll get are just like some minuscule ones because it's so competitive in the roofing rain gutter industry.
Sure.
I'm thinking personally we should be at least 32 to 40.
Okay, so should we make it in the middle? Should we do it at 35 in the middle?
Yeah, we could do that. That's a $10 increase, and I think that we should see some traction with that, I believe.
Okay, let me just work that out.
What do you think? I think so.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
we can always amend it. We can see how. We can review it in about a week to see if it's, we've got any traction on that. And then,
35,
you know. And
we can go up to 36 maximum because I know every dollar kind of does make a difference. Isn't that true?
Yes, I mean, look, if it's in the range, it's fine. It does help. But yes,
okay.
We can play around with some figures and then, you know, so we can leave it at 36 and then see how it goes from there.
Yeah, because right now Google's kind of turning their nose up at us because we maxed it out at 25 and they're like, well, leads are worth a little more than that. So they're only throwing us like tiny, like, gutter jobs. They're not really doing a whole lot of roofing stuff. Roofing's super competitive, so yeah, I just I want to, yeah, probably up the budget. And also, I was hoping to learn a little bit about local service ads myself and how it works just in case we ever decide to start marketing in-house. And so they told me a while back that but we're not even close to ready to do that at all. But in the future, I just want to know kind of a little bit more about how to manage the LSA accounts because I haven't really been brought up on that whatsoever. So is there any way that I can learn about that stuff? And what would be the case if we were to decide to start doing all of our SEO stuff in-house? What would be the case for the LSA stuff? Would I just take it over? Or how would that even work?
Yeah, so basically, with Google Guarantee, if you decide that you want to take it over yourself, then obviously whatever budget's remaining, it would either run out or it can be transferred to other services. And then what we would do is then transfer, there's a $99 fee to transfer the CID to you. Google gives us a process time of approximately 2 weeks. Yeah, so basically, you know, once that starts out, then obviously we will send that over to you and Google will then send you information to request you add your banking details on your account.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Right. But yeah, so I was just kind of wondering, like, at that point, if I were to do that, I would be in direct contact with Google and they would kind of let me know what steps needed to be taken to stay in compliance and how to adjust my budget and all that stuff too.
Exactly. So then you're in contact directly with Google and they will assist you, you know, with all the steps the same way we do. Instead of us being the agency, they will be the agency.
But they're pretty responsive and stuff. It's not difficult for them to work with. I use you guys as a third party. I've never worked directly with Google. I don't even know how responsive they are or how difficult that is or, you know, what the process would be. So I'm just trying to get some eyes on it.
So they do have a standard contact center that all their clients use, which is different to us because we obviously have our own representative that we work with, a Google rep that we have contacts with and we have meetings with on a regular basis with any accounts that need, you know, that for whatever reason it's nothing's happening and we need to discuss. Because obviously with all Google products, they are ongoing, and any online product, there's always updates and changes almost on a weekly basis. So basically,
yeah,
it's a constant learning and changing, you know, on the platform. So, you know, it's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say because it's a weekly thing, you know, with online products. So, you know, sometimes there might not be anything for 2 weeks and then they'll come out with changes and updates and et cetera, et cetera. Then you will just have to make the changes accordingly.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse. So we were just thinking about one day potentially if we become successful enough handling stuff in-house, but that would be, we would have to be turning like 7 figures at that point, and that's going to be a while from now. I'm just trying to get an idea.
Yes, I mean, I do have quite a few clients who do have an in-house person who deal with their marketing. But, you know, they don't just deal with the marketing, they also deal with other things. So I do have, you know, regular, you know, conversations with them about what's happening on the LSA. And of course, I have sort of training sessions with them. But, you know, every company is different. They don't really want to take on the LSA. They're quite happy to outsource it. Because some companies have like a huge volume of leads, you know. I've got another client that I meet with every Monday. They have a volume of leads between 30 and 40 a month, you know. And they don't have the in-house.
Like one a day?
Yeah, I know it's, you know, it just depends, you know.
That's true.
So,
I think it will hang on to LSA no matter what, though, because it's just, it's so nice to be partnered directly with Google, the search engine titan that they are. I just think it's nice to have them signing off on us. But like I said, I do know that they've probably seen the budget that we've set and they're like, you know, it's not enough. And so they're throwing us less stuff. I don't want to necessarily go on max bid mode, but I think we've got to pump it up too. Because we do have 300 left in escrow, and I was speaking with Nicholas, my partner and operations manager, and he was saying that we just need to hit the gas here because we got a really couple good jobs a few weeks ago, but we lost a little momentum. And if we just take off the governor here and up our lead budget, then we'll probably start getting some leads.
Okay, well, we'll leave it on that. And then what I will do is we're getting towards the end of the month because, you know, bear in mind, last 2 weeks, it was, you know, 4th of July, just 2 weeks ago. So that could have also affected business. But we will see.
That's true. There is a residual there's a 1 week before and 1 week after period on any holiday. Because they're preparing for the holiday, but then they're financially recovering, and then they're having a lot of them
hungover
from partying, and So we always try to account for the 1 week before and 1 week after. But, and we know that. And things have picked up. We got one lead yesterday, actually. A local lead. And that was from LSA. It was a good one. They're going to check it out today. But we still decided, you know, $25.
Good.
$25 max for gutter leads is like one thing, but we want to get roofing jobs, and $25 for roofing leads is not really that realistic for LSA because it's too competitive of a market, and there's other guys that will pay like 40, 50 or more. So if we're going to get anything, we can't scrape the barrel like that.
Some areas, states, and some states the leads are over $100 for roofing, you know. Yeah, I'm in shock sometimes.
Florida's got really expensive leads. It's always the places that have the competitive markets, though. Moscow's a semi-competitive market, but it's still stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely have to up our leads, our cost per
lead.
I would say, we could go up to like 36, 38, honestly. Because I know Google's going to be like, oh, wow, they just added like 40% to their budget. Because the way Google sees it is there's money that's sitting in escrow that could be theirs. All they have to do is deliver a lead, but they're going to give priority to the people who have good domain authority and who have a high lead budget. So we have fairly good domain authority. We're working on that, though. Our ranking for roofing, I don't know why our ranking for roofing is at fifth place right now in Moscow. And they normally are not scrolling past the first three companies, so we haven't been getting as many roofing leads as we would like. And we're trying to get back up there, but we're getting kind of surpassed by these other companies. But I also think it is because they've been around for longer and they have a higher lead budget, and us being a newer company and then constricting our lead budget wasn't helping us. We just have to kind of be brave here and open that thing up, and I know that Google's going to take notice and they're going to want to claim that money, and they'll start throwing us some more stuff.
We'll keep an eye on that, and Okay, I've made the changes already, so hopefully we'll see some results sooner. So I will put a notification. I've updated your details, so hopefully we'll get results. But let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah, we're just going to be bold here. Fortune favors the bold,
so
we want to go for it. And it's the warm season. It's not wintertime. We don't have to be scarce. We don't have to be afraid.
Yes.
We can go.
That's true.
We'll get it back.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Justin. Thank you for taking my call. And we will speak soon again. Same to you.
Of course,
okay, then, Justin. Thank you. You too. Let me know if you have any questions. Okay. Yes.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, then. Bye.